On the misty early morning of June 9th, with McEntee and George Smith serving as guides, Pleasanton's mounted men quietly crossed the Rappahannock at Beverly Ford, north of Stuart's position, and swooped down on his surprised units bivouacked out front at Brandy Station to prevent a raid Stuart never planned to carry out. It was the largest cavalry battle of the war, with 18,000 men fighting what turned out to be a confused 16-hour clash. Pleasanton later bragged that he seized Stuart's headquarters documents, which tipped him off to Lee's northern invasion plans. It was a lie. Pleasanton found only a few unimportant papers. Moreover, he had not discovered Lee's infantrymen, who had been kept out of sight nearby. By nightfall, Lee was content to let Pleasanton's cavalry recross the Rappahannock unmolested while the lead element of his army, Ewell's brigades, began marching stealthily into the Shenandoah Valley the next day. As the cavalry commander battled Stuart on June 9th, Sharp penned another memo to Hooker with updated intelligence that corrected the erroneous information he reported 2 days earlier. Sharp now began to detect Lee's true plans. Hill's corps was in front of Hamilton's Crossing south of Fredericksburg, but the rest of Lee's army was stretched out much farther west than Sharp had realized. His spies now reported that Ewell's and Longstreet's corps had moved to near Kelly's Ford on the Rappahannock and Brandy Station. Sharp no longer believed Lee's army would head south to Richmond. The spy chief hoped to locate Ewell and Longstreet more definitely, but it is difficult to fix positioning or penetrate designs at the outset of a movement, which has as yet had no opportunity to develop, he pointed out. Indeed, it was difficult. Spying on a stationary army was hard enough. Gathering intelligence on Lee's forces while they moved was straining Sharp, McEntee, and the other agents to their limit. The next day, Pleasanton's men found two runaway slaves at Brandy Station who had been servants to Confederate officers. They told the cavalry soldiers that Lee, Longstreet, A.P. Hill, and Ewell had been at Culpeper Courthouse on June 8th, attending another of Stuart's grand cavalry reviews. No foot soldiers joined in the review, but the runaways insisted that five or six rebel infantry divisions were nearby. They added that the cavalrymen were told they would be issued 3 days' rations, and after that, they were to ration themselves up in Pennsylvania, Pleasanton reported to Hooker. It was a startling piece of intelligence. If Pleasanton had followed up on it and patrolled the region leading to the Blue Ridge Mountains, he would have discovered Ewell's men marching toward the Shenandoah and could have cut them off or called for infantry reinforcements to disrupt or even foil Lee's invasion plans. But Pleasanton instead wasted the day resting his troops, reorganizing his force, and staging his own cavalry review to celebrate what he considered his Brandy Station victory.